It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. As you've been hearing on WNYC, a strike this Sunday on the Long Island Railroad has been averted. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority and eight Long Island Railroad unions reached a tentative deal after 4 years of bitter fighting, hours after Governor Cuomo got directly involved, hosting a sit-down today at his office in Midtown Manhattan. The deal gives current workers a 17% raise over 6.5 years, but it creates a new tier for new employees, something the unions had sought to avoid. Here to talk about this are WNYC's reporters Jessica Gould and Kate Hines. Hi.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Excuse me, it's been a long day.
It's been a long day. Kate, walk us through what happened. It seemed like days ago we were hurtling toward a strike.
Yes, it was just Monday that talks had collapsed between the MTA and the Long Island Railroad Workers Unions, with the union saying there's a 100% chance of strike, and the MTA began running ads saying, when is enough enough? And the back and forth and the finger pointing continued through Tuesday. But on Wednesday, apparently a tide turned, and that later that evening, yesterday evening, Governor Cuomo got personally involved in the talks, which lasted, the official talks began yesterday afternoon again, lasted for several hours during the day. But then it sounds like in the evening, you know, at 6 o'clock or so, things got a little more personal between Governor Cuomo and union leaders, and a lot of back and forth went on.
How did he get involved? Didn't he punt to Congress last week? He's been arm's length about this for quite some time.
Yes, and Congress punted right back, you know, just 48 hours or so last week after saying, you know, I can't do anything about this. This is covered by federal legislation. Congress has to get involved. Congress said, well, no, we're not going to get involved, and this is a state deal. You have to settle it. Cue several more days of more unfavorable negotiations between the MTA and Long Island Railroad workers. It's not really clear, you know, what Governor Cuomo's political calculation was going into this. But it does seem clear that the talks were going nowhere and that he had to get involved somehow, or at least paint himself as coming in and being able to strike a deal between these two very contentious people. He told He told reporters today, I'm not a labor negotiator. If I were to get involved every time there was a labor negotiation, I would be doing nothing else. But at the same time, if there's a crisis and I can help, that's my role. So it's clear that there was a crisis. His role was to close the deal.
Right. And he made a point of saying that we were 48 hours away from the MTA starting to shut down operations on the Long Island Railroad in advance of workers walking off the job at 12:01 a.m. on Sunday. Jessica, you've been looking at the numbers. Workers are getting a 17% wage increase over 6.5 years. But the concession that they've made is that my understanding is new hires are going to contribute toward health and pension benefits. Let's talk about health care. What do you know?
Well, actually, it's all workers are going to pay for health care now.
Okay.
They're going to pay about 2% exactly, actually, which is a big change because they were paying nothing before. So that's across the board. And that's interesting because in the big contracts with the de Blasio administration so far, there haven't been premium contributions from workers. It's just been a target for health savings, which has been a little fuzzy.
Right.
But other MTA workers like subway and bus workers already pay 2% of their salaries for health care. And the number of workers across the country who pay nothing for health care is shrinking really fast as health care costs increase. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, the number of workers paying nothing for health care premiums was down to 14% last year, compared to 24% a decade ago. So some experts said the fact that these workers are going to be paying something is more significant than the actual amount that they're paying.
We also know there are changes coming to pension contributions and to wage progressions, meaning how long it takes for workers to get raises and promotions. But that is just for future workers, right?
Right.
And so, why are they getting a different deal?
You know, all week, union leaders were telling me that this kind of a two-tier system was a non-starter, that they simply wouldn't agree to different rules for current workers and future workers. And they had a term for it, selling out the unborn. But it looks like that's happening. I talked to Joshua Freeman, a professor who studies labor at the Graduate Center at CUNY, and he said a two-tier system is a tough pill to swallow for union workers, both for moral and practical reasons. Because if workers in a union are treated differently, it can lead to resentment and diminished solidarity, which ultimately makes it harder to organize around, say, the next round of contract negotiations.
Right, and everybody emphasizing that today's deal was about compromise. Kate, after all this compromise and this kumbaya moment, what happens next?
Well, we get to do it all again soon because this is a 6.5-year contract that's retroactive to 2010, which was when the last contract elapsed. So presumably negotiations for the next contract will begin in just over a year or so.
WNYC's Kate Hines, WNYC's Jessica Gould, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.